Well, growing up, I had a friend whose father spent every weekend rebuilding classic cars. The family had a garage behind their house. It was filled with old car parts and mufflers and engines from the 1960s and 70s. My friend's dad would buy the car frames at auction and then spend years piecing them back together again. Only the strange thing is, as far as I could tell, he never finished. Every weekend he would just go out there and tinker around week after week after week. I said to my friend, when are we going to get to drive these things? When am I going to get to drive one of these things? Will he ever finish? But my friend just laughed and said no. He said he didn't think his dad would ever finish. Because if he finished, then they would be over. And he said no one in the family was ready for that. Now, when I was young, I used to think that was the most ridiculous thing ever. I mean, who does that? To work so hard on a project and not see it through to completion, it felt absurd. But now that I'm a little bit older, I think I understand. I think there are some things in this life you just don't want to finish. I think that there are some parts of life you just don't want to end. I remember a man said to me once, "You know, David, my wife and I have spent the last 18 years trying to get the kids out of the house." He said, "Ever since our kids were little, we told them that they were going to college, and as soon as they were done with college, they weren't coming back here. In fact, we used to joke with them that we were going to turn their room into a pool hall, put a pool table right where their bed used to be, just so they didn't have any options." It's funny, he said. "We've waited for this time for so long. We've worked for so long to have this freedom, but now that it's here, well, it's harder than I thought it would be." Do you know that feeling? Have you been there before? That feeling where you know that life has changed and there's no going back to the way things used to be. Sometimes the hardest thing any of us ever have to face in life is simply facing the end. Part of me can't help but wonder if that's why Mary and her sister Martha cried out to Jesus saying, "Lord, if you had only been here, then our brother Lazarus would not have died." I wonder if the reason these sisters cried out to Jesus was simply because they were not ready for their life to change. After all, Mary and Martha, they had a good life. It wasn't a fancy life or an elaborate life or a perfect life, but it was a good life, and they weren't ready to let go of it. They liked the stability and predictability, and they wanted everything to remain frozen in time exactly as it was. Who can blame them? Isn't that what we all want? Things to stay the same? I think it was Woody Allen who once said, "I don't want to achieve immortality through my art. I want to achieve immortality by not dying." Yes, no one wants to experience change. Mary and Martha, they liked the life they had. They like things to be exactly as they were. But of course, the only constant in life is change. And sooner or later, it catches up with all of us. One day, these sisters had a brother who got sick, and he did not get better. And they called for the doctors, and they called for Jesus, but Lazarus still died. And life as they knew it, it was over. Sometimes the hardest thing any of us ever have to face in this life is simply facing the end. I remember a woman told me once that she was getting a divorce from her husband after 60 years of marriage. Now, she told me, and I was absolutely shocked. She didn't tell me why they were separating. She just said that her husband was moving back closer to the kids, and she was looking for an apartment. She said, you know, after 6 decades of being with someone, I never imagined it would end like this. It's change. Sooner or later, it happens to all of us. Sooner or later, we are all faced with some kind of end. Time is an unstoppable force. It keeps pushing us forward. How's that old Dylan Thomas poem go? Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the light. Sometimes all we can do in this life is simply rage, as the life we once had slowly slips away. Lord, Mary and Martha said, Lord, if you had only been here, our brother would not have died. Now, these sisters, they just weren't ready for the end. Of course, it's at this point in the story that you would expect Jesus would come up to these two women and offer his condolences. You would expect this is the moment when Jesus would throw his arms around Mary and Martha and say, it's going to be okay, you're going to be okay. But the strange thing about the scripture is Jesus doesn't do that. He doesn't seem to show any sympathy towards Mary and Martha. He doesn't offer to pray with them or offer to bake them some kind of casserole. Instead, the scripture says, Jesus looked at these two sisters, he saw them crying, and he became deeply disturbed. Only the word John uses in the scripture, it's a word that means agitated, angry. Jesus was upset at the injustice of it all. And instead of offering sympathy to Mary and Martha, Jesus, he turned and he faced that tomb, and he said in a loud and a clear voice, Lazarus, come out! The dead man came back to life again. Lazarus was given a new life. Notice, he didn't return back to his old life. Mary and Martha, they didn't go back to the way things were. God gave them something new. You see, as people of faith, we do not need to fear the end, because we know that every ending in this life, it is a new beginning in God's kingdom. Winter always gives way to spring. Yes, in God's kingdom, every death we experience in this life, it gives way to a new resurrection. And no, that does not mean these transitions are easy. It doesn't mean that we shouldn't cry from time to time when one season ends and another begins. After all, even Jesus wept at the tomb of Lazarus. Just because we cry, we do not weep as those without hope. Because the scripture says, weeping may last for the night, but joy will always come in the morning. And we know that in life and in death, and in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. As Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I am the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, even though one season ends, well, in me, they will live forevermore. Yes, just when you think you've reached the end, just when you think a door is closing, well, that is the very moment that Jesus shows up in your life and he offers you new life. He offers you a new opportunity to begin again. I'm reminded of an experience that happened to me several years ago now, where I was called to the hospital to visit a family friend who had suffered a major stroke while vacationing here in Moore County. You see, the man I was going to see was the church organist at my aunt's church for over 25 years. She had known him for almost 3 decades. She called and she said, David, it doesn't look good. She said he's not waking up. The doctors say it shouldn't be long. I know you don't know this family, but I was hoping that you might go and give his wife, Patricia, a hug for me. So I went. I showed up at the hospital. I went into the ICU room. And as soon as I went into the ICU room, I was shocked to see there in the middle of the room was a giant, full-size symphonic harp. The instrument was so large, it dominated the space. I went up to Pat. I introduced myself. I gave her a hug. And she said, "You're just in time." And she pointed to the woman beside the harp, and she said, "Anita over there. Anita is a musician for the North Carolina Symphony. She's a family friend. She came all the way from Raleigh just to play some music for us. We're about to sing some hymns." So for the next hour, I stayed in that little ICU room as together we sang hymns. The music from the harp, it washed over us. Amazing Grace, I come to the garden alone. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee. The music, well, it flowed from one room to the next. It echoed on every corner of the ICU. I kept expecting the doctors or the nurses to come in to make a stop, to quiet us down, only they never came. And there was sadness in that moment. But there was also something else present as well. There was a feeling of joy. Because even though we recognized one life was ending in that moment, we also knew that a new life was beginning. Yes, I don't know what ending you are facing in your life. I don't know what season is coming to a close, but I know this. Don't need to be afraid. Because in God's kingdom, well, your life has only just begun.